990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm your host, Sandra McDevitt. Today, the story of a little-known saint, one who turned away Attila the Hun from attacking the city of Paris. She began her life as a shepherd on her father's farm and grew to a life of holiness. Today, the story of Saint Genevieve on another Stories from the Heart. The story of Saint Genevieve. She was little, she was chubby, she was brown-eyed, and she was rosy-cheeked. She was just 7 years old, and her name was Genevieve. She was a little French girl and lived in the country on a large farm. Her father and mother loved Genevieve, but I'm sorry to say her mother had a bad temper, and sometimes her father was, well, very cross. Early in the morning after breakfast, her father and Genevieve would go to the sheepfold. Her father would kiss Genevieve goodbye, and then she and her little dog would start down the road after the sheep. One early fall morning, Genevieve had started down the road after her sheep. It was a beautiful morning, but chilly. Some of the trees were covered with beautiful apples. Some of them had fallen on the ground. Genevieve went to the fence and stood still. She said, "What lovely apples! How I would like to have one of them!" And then she picked up one over the fence. She knew that it was naughty to take things that did not belong to her, but she wanted the apples so much. Her guardian angel was really afraid that she was going to eat it, but she threw it over the fence. She said to herself, "I must not take it. That would be stealing." Another day, Genevieve was taking her sheep to the fields. She stopped beside a little brook to let the sheep drink. As she stood by the roadside with her little dog, an old man came along. He had a big pack. When he saw Genevieve, he stopped and opened his pack. The man began to show Genevieve the pretty things he had. First, he took out a bright shawl. The shawl had white and gold flowers on it. Genevieve had never seen anything like it before. Then he took out a pretty bracelet. The stones in it were of many colors, and they shone in the sunlight. The old man put the bracelet on Genevieve's arm. Then he took a string of pretty beads and put them around her neck. He took a looking glass from the pack and held it out to her. "Oh, look," he said, "look in this and see how pretty you are." But Genevieve struck the looking glass out of his hand. "No," she said, "I won't look. Your pretty things are not for me." She ran down the road after her sheep and left the old man standing alone. The afternoon was quite warm. The sun shone. The wind was blowing just a little. The sheep were slowly moving from place to place. Genevieve was walking slowly by the brook, and the little dog was lying down. Now, Boom was a good little dog, but he had one big fault. He was very lazy. He did not like to run after the sheep. He did not always keep them from getting hurt. Today, he was, well, quite lazy. He went to sleep. One little lamb wandered off. He fell in a hole and hurt his leg. He began to cry. Genevieve heard the cry of the poor little lamb. She soon found him. She tied up the poor broken leg. Of course, it was Boom's fault. Genevieve knew that Boom would be whipped if her father found out the truth, and she felt sad. She loved the little dog, and she did not want to see him whipped. She said to herself, "I can tell Father it was my fault." She knew that this would not be the truth. It would be a lie, and to tell a lie is a sin. "Maybe Father will not see the little lamb is hurt," she thought. The sun began to sink. It was time to take the sheep home. Genevieve walked very slowly. She was saying little prayers that Boom would not be punished. They came near home. Her father was standing by the gate waiting for her. The sheep walked through the gate one by one. The little lamb could hardly walk. It could not keep up with the rest. Genevieve's heart was beating very fast. She picked up the little lamb. She was going to carry it through the gate. Her father said, "Genevieve, why do you carry that lamb?" "It cannot walk very well, father." "What is the matter with it?" "Its leg is hurt." "Bad boom," he said. "I'm going to whip him. It's his fault. He's a lazy dog." He picked up his long stick. Big tears came in Genevieve's eyes. "Please don't whip Boom," she cried. "Yes, I shall," said her father. "He's a bad dog." Just then her father looked at Genevieve. He saw two big tears rolling down her face, and he said, "What is the matter, Genevieve?" And Genevieve said, "I was going to tell you it was my fault. I didn't want you to whip Boom, but that would be a lie. It was his fault, but please don't whip him." "Genevieve," said her father, "I am glad that my little girl is brave enough to tell the truth. I am so pleased with you that I'm not going to whip Boom. I am going to let him go because you did not tell a lie." He put his arm around Genevieve and kissed her. She stopped crying right away. The days came and went, and little Genevieve was busy every day taking care of the sheep. But on Sundays and holy days, she went with her father and mother to hear Mass in the little village church of Nanterre. One Sunday, when they reached the church, they saw two strange men standing on the steps. One of them was Bishop Germanus. He was on his way to the pagan people of England. He was going to teach them about God. He was stopping for several days in the little village of Nanterre. After Mass, Bishop Germanus spoke to the people. He told them that they must always love God. He told them always to hear Mass on Sundays and holy days. When the bishop had finished speaking to the people, he said, "I want to see all the children." And so he came outside the church, and all the children gathered around him. He spoke to each child in turn. He blessed each one of them. Of course, little Genevieve was one of the children. She was waiting for Bishop Germanus to give her his blessing. When her turn came, she knelt down. "What is your name, my child?" he asked. "Genevieve." "And how old are you?" "I'm 7." "And what do you do all day?" "I take care of my father's sheep." "And do you think only of your sheep?" "Oh, no," said Genevieve. "I always say my morning prayers. I thank God for being so good to us all. I ask my blessed mother and my guardian angel to take care of me during the day. And before I go to sleep at night, I say my night prayers." "And do you think of God and Our Lady during the day?" "Yes, Bishop. I try to be good. I know our Lord will love me if I do not steal or tell lies." Then the bishop said, "Genevieve, God loves you very dearly. I hope you will always try to please him." Bishop Germanus gave Genevieve a medal. It had a cross on it. He said to her, "If you want to please God, wear this medal always." Genevieve kissed the medal, and she put it around her neck. The bishop gave her his blessing. 3 weeks had gone by since Bishop Germanus had blessed little Genevieve. The feast day of the village was coming soon. Everyone was getting ready for it. When the morning of the feast day came, Genevieve put on her Sunday dress. She knew that it was a holy day. She knew that on all holy days, she must hear Mass. Genevieve went to her mother. Her mother said, "No, Genevieve, you are not going to Mass today. You must stay home." Genevieve said, "But Mother, today is a holy day. It is a big sin not to hear Mass today. Please let me go, Mother." "No, Genevieve, you must do what I say and stay home." "But Mother, the Holy Bishop Germanus told us that God would not be pleased if we stayed away from Mass." Her mother was very angry. She said, "You are a bad child. I'll teach you a lesson." And she struck little Genevieve in the face. She said, "May I never see the Church of Nanterre again if you are not a naughty child." Just then, everything turned black before her. She was very frightened, and she cried out, "Genevieve, where are you? I cannot see you." "Here I am, Mother," said Genevieve. "What's wrong?" "I cannot see," said her mother. I am blind. God has punished me because I did not wish you to go to Mass. Genevieve took hold of her mother's hand and led her to a window. Look, said Genevieve, there is Father coming down the road. But it was no use. Her mother was really blind. Poor little Genevieve. First she cried. Then she said to herself, God will hear me if I ask him to let poor mother see again. So every day she prayed very hard as she went around the house. 9 days passed. It was evening when her mother called Genevieve to her. My child, she said, go to the well and bring me some water. Little Genevieve ran to the well. She filled a pail from the well and carried it to the house. Make the sign of the cross over the water, said her mother, and wash my eyes with some of the water which you have blessed. Genevieve took some of the water and washed her mother's eyes with it. Little Genevieve's prayer had been answered. Her mother could now see. Never again did her mother keep little Genevieve from Mass. When Genevieve grew up, she became a sister, and she went to Paris. The bishop of the city appointed her to look after the welfare of the virgins dedicated to God. In 451, Attila the Hun and his hordes were sweeping over Gaul, and the inhabitants of Paris prepared to flee. Genevieve encouraged them to hope and trust in God. She urged them to do acts of penance and added, if they did so, the town would be spared. The people listened to her and fasted and did penance. Attila's hordes turned off towards Orléans, leaving Paris untouched. When Clovis ruled the city, Genevieve formed a plan of erecting a church to Saints Peter and Paul. When Genevieve died in 512, her body was interred within it. Her relics were kept in her church with great devotion. There were numerous miracles wrought at her tomb, including the cessation of a plague after a procession in honor of her. The church was later renamed the Abbey of St. Genevieve. During the French Revolution, most of her relics were destroyed, and the church secularized as a burial place for notable Frenchmen. The rest of her relics from the church were destroyed by a mob in 1871. Fortunately, a relic of St. Genevieve had been preserved at another church, and this we have today for veneration. St. Genevieve was named the patron saint of the city of Paris, and her feast day is January 3rd. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's story about St. Genevieve came from Metal Stories, Book 3. For a copy of this or any of my stories, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria.